Pakistan's real effective exchange rate, RER, index, a crucial indicator of trade competitiveness, improved to 97.81 in May 2025, according to a report released by the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP. This represents a 1.5% drop from the previous month's figure of 99.30, according to AKD Securities. The decrease in RIR, which measures the value of a currency against the weighted average of several trade partner currencies, suggests that Pakistan's exports have become more competitive in the international market. An index value below 100 typically indicates the currency is undervalued, making the country's goods and services cheaper for foreign buyers. Both PKR depreciation and lower inflation versus trading partners have contributed to the decline in RIR index in recent months, said Maz Azam, head of research at Optimus Capital. The Pakistani rupee weakened 0.37% against the US dollar, ending the month of May at an exchange rate of 282.02. This development is likely to be viewed favorably by exporters as a more competitive exchange rate can help boost sales and support the country's external account. On Tuesday, the rupee weakened against the US dollar by 0.08% in the interbank market. By the end of trading, the local currency stood at 283.41, down 24 paisa compared to the previous close at 283.17. Globally, the US dollar edged up, while most other currencies traded within narrow ranges as investors stayed cautious amid persistent Middle East tensions and upcoming central bank policy announcements. Meanwhile, gold prices in Pakistan declined on Tuesday, mirroring a drop in the global market. In the domestic market, the price of gold per tola fell 1,000 rupees to settle at 361,300 rupees. Likewise, the price of 10 grams of gold dipped 857 rupees to 309,756 rupees, according to the All Pakistan Serafa Gems and Jewelers Association, APSKIA. Internationally, gold prices also moved lower, falling $16 to $3,398 per ounce, including a $20 premium, as reported by the APSKI. Interactive Commodities Director Adnan Agar stated that gold prices remained largely stable, with future movements depending on potential involvement of the U.S. in the Iran-Israel conflict. He noted that if the U.S. decided to intervene, gold prices could see a sharp increase. Otherwise, the market was expected to remain steady.